Ireland can be a world leader in ocean energy technology with the opening of the country's test facility in Ringaskiddy.
While in sports, we have rugby, ladies football, soccer, golf and tennis.
Gaibhir are investigating if the murder of a 23-year-old man outside a gym in Dublin is linked to a drug debt. A post-mortem is due to be carried out today on the body of Zach Parker, who was gunned down in Swords last night. He was shot a number of times in the head and chest and died at the scene. A second man in his mid-20s was also shot and is in a critical condition in hospital. Gaibhir are searching the perimeter of the scene, which remains sealed off.
Cork University Hospital tops the INMO trolley watch figures again today. 51 admitted patients are awaiting a bed. University Hospital Limerick is next with 46. Elsewhere in Cork, 20 people are waiting in the emergency department at the Mercy University Hospital. 460 admitted patients are waiting for beds today across the country.
Cork City Council is due to take over the running of the homeless persons unit in Cork from Monday next. The facility had been based at Drynan Street, but conditions there were described as inadequate and unfit for purpose. City Council will be sourcing a new premises in the city, but in the meantime will operate from the civic offices on Anglesey Street. Anyone over a wide area of Cork, including the city and the south and east of the county as far as Youghal, must present to the homeless persons unit to avail of its services. City Councillor Fergal Dennehy welcomes City Council's decision to take over management of the unit and its services.
When Drynan Street was first opened, the level of homelessness in Cork City was far less than it is now. I'm delighted that Cork City has stepped into the fold and are now taking over that service. It will be temporarily based in Cork City Council until a new facility is found. Unfortunately, I've been in there with constituents on many occasions, and really the old Drynan Street, for someone who, you know, is down in there looking, finding things hard, or obviously going in there to report themselves as homeless, and to go to a facility like that, it certainly wasn't right, it certainly wasn't adequate.
A Cork City Councillor is calling on the local authority to set up a special task force to deal with illegal dumping in parts of Mayfield. Councillor Joe Kavanagh says ongoing littering in the worst affected areas is becoming progressively worse. He has now requested that overgrowth where rubbish is being dumped on a daily basis be removed and that the area be re-landscaped. Councillor Kavanagh also said that residents would like to develop a memorial park to remember all those who have been affected by suicide in the area. Speaking to Cork's 96FM and C103 News, Councillor Joe Kavanagh says the issue isn't going to get better without intervention.
The one area in particular that I have been working on with local residents for the last best part of a year now at this stage is the ongoing littering in the estates behind the Tarry Path, etc. And it's something that's actually getting progressively worse. And I've requested that Cork City Council put together an interdepartmental task force to actually work on looking at resolving this issue.
Ireland can be a world leader in ocean energy technology. That's according to Tánaiste Simon Coveney, who's officially opening the country's ocean energy test facility in Ringaskiddy. Lir is located in the €20 million UCC Beaufort building and provides world-class laboratory testing for offshore wind, wave and tidal energy devices. The facilities include 4 wave tanks that can replicate real ocean conditions and enable testing of various marine innovations and technologies. Speaking to Cork's 96FM and C103 News, Simon Coveney says Ireland can be a leader in ocean energy.
We're working with the private sector, as well as obviously great universities like UCC, to put in place infrastructure which you would struggle to find anywhere else on the planet, of a quality that allows cutting-edge research happen to allow us to develop the kind of technologies that will be powering our homes and businesses in the future.
The director of the Food Institute, UCC, says yesterday's study about the amount of meat and dairy products we should be eating for a safer environment is a wake-up call to us all. Jim Corbett was speaking today at the launch of the Food Institute, which is bringing together all the food-related activity at UCC. It's the biggest concentration of food-related studies in the country. One of the items being discussed today is the findings of a study which suggests we cut down our meat intake to 7 grams a day. Speaking to Cork's 96FM and C103 News, Jim Corbett says it's a serious wake-up call for us all.
It's unfair when the world produces more than enough food for its entire population, that a third of the world would still be defined as hungry, while a third are overweight or obese. So these types of interventions by such a well-recognised science body as the Lancet and the Commission, the EAT Commission. I think it's a wake-up call for us all.
The Cork Person of the Year will be announced this afternoon. People from a wide range of sectors, including sport, community groups, arts and music, have been nominated for each month of last year, and a winner will be chosen from the 12. The Cork Person of the Year will be revealed in front of 300 invited guests at a special ceremony in the Rochestown Park Hotel. Manus O'Callaghan set up the event 26 years ago, and he told Cork's 96 FM and C103 News the judges have a difficult task selecting a winner.
You'll have a sportsman there, you'll have a businessman there, you'll have a community worker there, you'll have all people from all different walks of life. But I don't think people mind too much, because on the day, we really like to acknowledge and honour and applaud all 12 persons of the month over the year. And of course, the person who overall wins the Cork Person of the Year, great, but we do recognise all the 12 monthly winners.
Excitement is building ahead of the announcement tomorrow night of the 2018 Blarney Person of the Year. 11 monthly winners are in contention for the overall title, which will be announced at the Castle Hotel.